Hi everyone, just to give you a short notice before we start this episode, there seems to have been a slight problem with Sue's her microphone during the recording of the upcoming this episode and the upcoming next two episodes, though, so that's a total of three episodes. It sounds not exactly Metallic Cortini, but kind of like that. I've tried to add some enhancements to improve it a bit, but especially in the louder parts, it's you can still hear it a bit. So sorry for the inconvenience. We're also not going to re-record it because, just for your information, it's been 8 months since we recorded this, since I had my pregnancy in between. But yeah, I hope you still enjoy the episode. Have fun.
Welcome to the Pride and Prejudice Minute by Minute podcast, where we discuss the 2005 version of Pride and Prejudice Minute by Minute. Today, we'll be discussing Minute 106, which, depending on your version, starts at around 1 hour, 45 minutes and 30 seconds and runs till about 1 hour, 46 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm your host, Susanna.
And I am Sandra. And last minute, Jane and Bingley were finally alone in the room where we saw him get down on one knee. But we don't actually hear his proposal because instead the camera chooses to focus on all of the other Bennets who are closely listening on the other side of the door. Except for Lizzie, actually, who just left, who looked pretty upset. You know, she has some other feelings to deal with, and she decides to just leave the happy people with the happy people and go do her own thing. So she leaves, but at the end of the minute, we are back inside the room where it happens, where Jane tells Bingley, yes, 1,000 times yes. So we know what he asks. It's very clear. She is very happy, and in the background, we hear the door burst open.
Yes.
And that's basically where we enter this minute.
Yeah, because we hear the door bang open and Jane looks up with like watery eyes, like she's about to cry.
Yeah, also the biggest smile we ever saw.
Yes. These are absolute 100% happy tears.
Yes.
But then the camera switches, so we're looking over Jane's shoulder and we just see Mrs. Bennet rush in and her sisters following, you know, Mary and Kitty following, and Mr. Bennet standing in the doorway in the back, like slowly approaching.
Mr. Bennet looks a bit like he's been caught, like, no, I wasn't listening at the door.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting this door to open yet.
But Mrs. Bennet has no time for that. Yeah. And she is incredibly happy and she rushes towards Jane and calls out, thank the Lord for that. I thought it would never happen.
Oh, poor Mrs. Bennet. She had such a tough time, you know, making this match happen. But it all worked out in the end, luckily.
Yes.
And that's also when we see Mr. Bingley finally rise from his one knee. And then we switch to Jane's face again, who's just uncontrollably laughing and giggling and also crying. And it's just, it's such a happy moment.
I think it's just a lot. And there are a lot of emotions. Yeah. And most of them are positive. But
yeah,
this was such a thing for her. And you know, the whole thing with Bingley, and she didn't know where she stand, and she had convinced herself that she'd given up. And the amount of relief that she must have felt, that she's just...
Absolutely. And I mean, okay, so I didn't expect, because I actually also cried when my husband asked me to marry him. I absolutely did not expect that, because, you know, I kind of saw it coming. I actually really wanted it to come. But it's, I don't know, you really live up to it. And then it finally happens and you kind of, there's this kind of dam that bursts, like, oh, yes, finally. Really weird.
Just overwhelming.
Yeah. It's also just, everyone is so happy, because when all of the girls came into the room, Like, even Mary.
Yeah, she seemed excited.
She looks so happy. Like, usually she has, like, the stoic expression. Mm-hmm. But she actually has, like, a big smile. And she even looks a little emotional for her sister. It's pretty sweet.
It is. Yeah. And, of course, Jane's marriage, or at least upcoming now, is a lot better news than the previous marriage. Yeah, which was, of course, pretty shameful.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, for Lydia, they couldn't really be happy. Like, Lydia was happy, but everyone else was a bit uncomfortable with the whole situation.
This is when it kind of turned into, you know, her own little party in her head, I guess. But yeah, none of the others were.
Yeah, but this is an occasion where everyone can be happy.
Yes.
And is allowed to be happy. Not that everyone will be happy, which we'll move on next to, but
This is
by far just a positive good thing.
It is. It is.
Yeah. To the whole family, by the way, because
like, even Lizzie is also really happy for her sister.
Oh, but yes.
She has her own things to deal with.
She just needs a moment.
Exactly. And that's actually what we see next. Unless you still wanted to say something.
No. We can move on.
Okay. Okay, no. So, yeah, next we switch to outside the house. So we see the entrance of the house. But it is mostly blocked by a very, very big tree where Lizzie is sitting. And her knees are drawn up and her elbows are resting on them. And her face is down, half covered by her arms. Like, she looks very, very sad. And we also have music playing that is pretty calm and sad.
Yeah.
And you don't really very clearly see her face. But to me, it looks like she has either been crying or she's trying to hold on in her tears.
I think she's crying.
Yeah.
I think she's crying. And, you know, same as Jane in this sense, except that hers aren't as positive, is that it's just a bit overwhelming. And it's not out of malice. Like, she's not angry that Jane is getting her happy end. I think it's just bittersweet.
It's a contrast. Yeah. It's the contrast of, you know, seeing your sister find her true love and, you know, everything coming to a happy end while she has found her true love, but there's no happy end and she doesn't know. I don't think she thinks he will ever get it at this point.
No, I mean, we talked about this in earlier minutes about how at this point Lizzie thinks that it's it. Basically, Darcy knows their family's dirty little secret pretty much and has even, you know, been so generous to build Lydia out. She can't ask more for him. And because he already had his reservations about her family, this makes it work. She just thinks this is a done deal.
Yeah.
This is not happening anymore. And now Jane is getting her happy ending. And that's lovely.
Yeah. But her heart is kind of broken at this point.
At this point, I think that she also wants that happy ending.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's emotional.
Yeah.
And and she's allowed to have that moment.
Absolutely. She's not hurting anyone by it. She's only, you know, sulking by herself, basically. And later, we will also see her celebrating again with her sister.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
No, that's that is exactly. She just needs this moment to by herself to, you know,
kind of process.
Yeah, process. Her feelings. Let it out. Sometimes you just need a good cry.
Absolutely.
And she's sitting there. Beautiful tableau, really.
Yeah.
And then
amazing big tree.
We switch to another beautiful tableau, which shows another view from Longbourn. Probably like 500 meters.
Very close to where Lizzie is sitting. Like, with Lizzie, we saw the house pretty close up front. And now we're, like, on a field that is a bit higher, so we're kind of half looking down at the house, so it's farther away but not super far.
No, and where Lizzie would be sitting, it is conveniently covered with like trees and bushes and stuff.
Exactly.
So we don't see it. And on the foreground, we see the back of Mr. Darcy looking at Longbourn, because Mr. Darcy also has conflicted feelings.
Exactly. And he's really, you know, he's even taking a few steps back, but he's still keeping his eyes on the house because he there's something there that he's really interested in.
Absolutely. And again, Bingley found his courage, managed to step up. Of course, he needed two tries, but at the end, he did manage to walk in there and did what he wanted to do. And I think in a way, Darcy is also thinking about, can I be brave like that?
Yeah, and I'm not really sure, but I don't think Darcy is as well, same as Lizzie. I don't think, probably because of Lizzie's, still because of Lizzie's earlier rejection,
which
was pretty harsh. And I think he's really scared and he really loves this woman, but I think he's still not convinced that she loves him.
Yeah, I
that's
agree.
That's the reason that he doesn't take any action on his feelings.
And, you know, that is also respectful of him because, you know, she rejected, he laid out his feelings for her, she rejected him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not gonna push the issue, which, you know, of course, we talked about it with the proposal. We talked about it when Mr. Collins proposed.
Mm-hmm.
Not every man can take no for an answer. And he doesn't seem quite as sad as Lizzie does. But I do think once he turns around, he looks resigned.
Yeah.
Like he's just...
Yeah, and of course, Darcy does show his emotions less than other people, so you know, it's clear that he's sad enough just by the way that he keeps looking back, because first he takes a few steps backwards while looking at the house, and then he turns around, but then after he actually still looks back, like he stops to look at the house, like, should I really not go there?
Emotions. Oh god, this is why I like period drama so much.
Oh,
the yearning.
Yes, it's about the yearning. Yeah, and I think I mentioned it last minute that I said, oh, so Bingley has returned to the house, but actually where did he leave Darcy? So this is obviously where he left Darcy.
Yeah.
And somehow in my 1,000 times of watching this movie, I never really put one and one together. I always thought like this scene was later somehow, but this is happening at the very same moment that Lizzie is out there crying.
Yes, I do
somehow
think it
I
is.
Only put these things together when I watch. Sometimes you have these.
I mean,
little
honestly, I did remember Lizzie crying. I did not remember Darcy looking back. So
I did remember because I once made a gif set of it.
Well, that is also how I remember things, but I did not see this gif set. So no, I completely forgot about this small little scene. And when he looks back, the camera actually switches around, so we get a close up of Darcy's face.
Yes.
And you know, he has his furrowed brows and his, you know, perched lips. And just looking sad, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, resigned and sad. And yeah, there's a mixture of things. Like he really wants to go back, but he... Yeah.
And maybe a bit frustrated as well.
Yeah.
That, you know, he doesn't know... He wants to do something, but he doesn't know how it will be received. And he doesn't want to push. So instead, he leaves.
Yeah. 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 Unfortunately.
Yes.
And as he leaves, we were kind of like in an angle, so we were looking up at him. So when he leaves, that just leaves clear sky, basically. And then that fades to a dark scene.
Yeah, Longborn at night.
Yes.
We see Longborn from a distance. We see lights in the windows, only on the upper floors. So you can kind of tell that everyone's probably getting ready for bed and for nighttime. And the camera kind of zooms in and then crossfades to a specific window.
Yes. And through this window, we see Mrs. M, Mr. Bennett lying in bed. And I immediately want to mention a nice little detail, because right in front of the window, there's a birdcage.
There is,
two little lovebirds snuggled up, and it's so cute, because that's kind of how Mr. and Mrs. Bennett are as well at this moment.
I mean, a little bit, because I think what is very interesting is that Mrs. Bennett is just lying straight back like a psychopath.
Well, yes.
I am sorry, people that sleep on their back. To me, it looks unnatural.
I have to. Now that I'm, I don't think I mentioned this to our listeners yet, but now that I'm pregnant, I actually have to lie on my back sometimes. It's the only time. I'm usually a belly sleeper. I really miss that.
Mm. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, but Mrs. Bennett is lying on her back under the covers, and Mr. Bennett is still lying on the covers.
But they are snuggled up, and
it looks very cute.
To me, at least, it does feel like a very sweet scene, this.
Yeah.
Especially between Mr. and Mrs. Bennett, who we've talked about before, that they do like each other and love each other.
You don't really get to see these moments of them. So it's...
So I really like how they added that. And then we hear Mr. Bennett, because he starts speaking, and he's kind of discussing, you know, the hot gossip of the moment, which is, of course, Jane and Bingley. And he says, I am confident they will do well together. Their tempers are much alike.
Yeah. And Mrs. Bennett, both sentences, she just kind of, you know, very quietly hums to agree with him. It's like, she's so... It's so blissful, this moment. You know, she's so happy. It's just, she doesn't have anything more to add. It's just good as it is.
Yeah. I mean, this is the jackpot, as far as she knows. Because, of course, there is still a richer son-in-law coming, but...
She doesn't know that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right now, she is on cloud nine. She is extremely happy.
Even Mr. Bennett, I mean... You know,
the whole thing.
He sounds so fond of the whole situation.
What he says, generally, he's pleased because he thinks they'll do well together, because they seem like they're alike. They're both cheerful, kind people.
Yeah.
Though he will have some criticisms, but that's going to happen in the next minute.
We basically end with both of them just laughing from happiness, and it's really sweet.
Just a cute little parental moment.
Really cute.
Yes. Yeah. I love personal little moments like this. This is why this version is one of my faves.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty much all I have. Do you have anything else, Ted?
No, I don't have anything more.
No, then that's it for this time. Next week, you can follow us. You can listen to us again. In the meantime, you can find us on Instagram, which is under the name PMP Minute, which will also be written in the show notes. I've been Susanna.
And I've been Sandra.
See you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.